Is Brazil's democracy going to make it to its 31st birthday? Brazil's 30th year of democracy is being celebrated, if you can call it that, with protests in 160 cities. On Sunday, protesters called once again for the impeachment of Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff, along with members of her Workers' Party, for their alleged involvement in a bribery scandal at the state-run oil firm Petrobras. 34 sitting politicians are also implicated, being investigated and accused of soliciting hundreds of millions of dollars in kickbacks from Petrobras. President Rousseff, who was chairwoman of the Petrobras board when the wrongdoing occurred, has denied any knowledge of it.
The election is over. There was a first round and a second round. A third round of the election for any Brazilian can't happen unless you want a rupture in democracy.
That's the president speaking to reporters earlier this month. Are Brazilians starting to believe that there's no way to govern their nation? Joining me now from Rio de Janeiro is Bruce Douglas, Brazil correspondent for Latin American newsletters. Welcome, Bruce.
Hello.
So explain what it's like to be in these protests and how they're different from the kinds of things we've seen in the past.
Well, the protests on Sunday were on a very large scale, not quite as large as the protests we saw in June 2013. And in 2013, there was, at least at the beginning, quite a specific focus. There was a call for lower bus fares. Now the protests are much more generalized, and they are anti-government, anti-corruption protests. The demographic is somewhat different as well this time. Most of the protesters over the past weekend were from Brazil's wealthier, whiter elite, many of whom are deeply opposed to the government and have been opposed for a very long time. And I went down to one of the protests on Copacabana Beach on Sunday to speak to some of those involved.
We are here to fight against government because it's well known that they are thieving.
Our country has been destroyed by this party for 12 years. They destroyed our economy and they did everything wrong. All the plans were lies. They want to implant an old system of communism. It's just a big government of corruption.
Brazil is ruled by outlaws who should be in jail right now. We are here today in order to demand a military intervention because the government do not respect the federal constitution. The government is our problem.
How is the military a plan B for that individual that you spoke with?
Well, the fact is Sunday was also the 30th anniversary of the return to democracy in Brazil. Those people calling for a military intervention, they are an extreme fringe, but not an entirely negligible one. They want the military to intervene because they actually see the legal obstacles to impeachment as being prohibitive. And so they think that the military takeover for a certain period of time in which new elections are organized would be the best solution. It does seem likely, given the collapse in the president's approval rating in just the last 3 months since she started her second term in office, it does seem likely that were there another election in 60 days' time, she would probably lose it. But clearly there would be severe, both domestic and international ramifications for any attempt to realize this by military force.
Who rules Brazil? Is it this government or is it Petrobras, the huge chemical and oil conglomerate?
Petrobras and its subcontractors is responsible for around 10% of Brazil's GDP. The crisis facing the company is estimated by some economists to shave off at least 0.75 percentage point of GDP this year. And this is already with Brazil looking at going into recession. So it is a major plank of the Brazilian economy. Its importance can't really be understated. I was speaking to a Brazil analyst the other day who was comparing the scandal there to imagine if all the US oil majors were somehow involved in some massive cartel fixing organization. It's that equivalent, really. It's that huge. So Petrobras does play a huge part. Clearly, the president, the executive, has a key role to play and is not without her powers. However, Brazil's Congress is highly divided. The government has, in theory, a working majority, but that is only stitched together by a coalition. There are around 17 parties in the coalition. And at present, this crisis in the oil company is driving a wedge between the president's own party and her main coalition ally. And that makes any attempts to address this corruption problem very difficult.
Why is it that when Petrobras is flying high, that these curious relationships between politicians and Petrobras are tolerated, but when a recession moves in, suddenly people are questioning whether Brazil is even governable?
Well, with Petrobras, the story that's come to light is essentially that it was willingly overcharging on contracts in collusion with some of Brazil's biggest construction and engineering firms. And the excess money was being siphoned off to corrupt business leaders and to corrupt politicians. And the defense of some of those involved in the scheme is that this is just the way that politics is done in Brazil. Politics in Brazil is much more expensive, actually, even than politics in the US. As a result, they need money from somewhere to carry out these election campaigns. There are some people, including the ruling party, who are now saying this money needs to come from public sources. But others are saying that that's impossible to do and that there needs to be some kind of private financing. But since these revelations have come to light, and it's been about a year since the first inkling of this scandal started being published in the press, really the situation now seems to be completely untenable. There is now a congressional inquiry into Petrobras, as well as the Supreme Court investigation into the individuals responsible. But even those on the congressional inquiry looking into Petrobras, many of them owe their political careers to the private companies who are implicated in the scheme. So it is a huge mess. A private briefing note that was leaked to the press from the presidential palace last night talked about a country in crisis and with no easy way out. So it's hard to see how things play out from here, but certainly the next few months are likely to be extremely torrid for the president and her allies.
Bruce Douglas, Brazil correspondent for Latin American newsletters. Thanks so much.
Thank you.